Sir Proteus, what says Sylvia to my suit?
Oh, sir, I find her milder than she was. And yet she takes exceptions at your person.
What, that my leg is too long?
No, that it is too little.
I'll wear a boot to make it somewhat rounder.
But love will not be spurred to what it loathes.
What says she to my face?
She says it is a fair one.
Nay then, the wanton lies. My face is black.
But pearls are fair. And the old saying is, black men are pearls in beauteous ladies' eyes.
It is true. Such pearls as put out ladies' eyes, for I had rather wink than look on them.
How like she my discourse?
Ill, when you talk of war.
But well, when I discourse of love and peace.
But better indeed when you hold your peace.
What says she to my valour?
Oh, sir, she makes no doubt of that.
She needs not when she knows it cowardice.
What says she to my birth?
That you are well derived
from a gentleman to a fool.
Consider she my possessions.
Oh, aye, and pities them.
Where to for?
That such an ass should owe them.
Huh?
That they are out by lease.
Here comes the Duke.
How now, Sir Proteus? How now, Thurio? Which of you saw Sir Eglamour of late?
Not I.
Not I.
Saw you my daughter?
Neither.
Why then, she's fled unto that peasant Valentine, and Eglamour is in her company.
Oh,
it's true. For Friar Lawrence met them both as he in penance wandered through the forest. Him he knew well, and guessed that it was she, but being masked, he was not sure of it. Besides, she did intend confession at Patrick's cell this even, and there she was not. These likelihoods confirm her flight from hence. Therefore, I pray you, stand not to discourse, but mount you pleasantly, and meet with me upon the rising of the mountain's foot that leads towards Mantua, whither they are fled. Dispatch, sweet gentlemen, and follow me.
Why, this it is to be a peevish girl that flies her fortune when it follows her. I'll after, nor to be revenged on Eglamour than for the love of reckless Sylvia.
And I will follow,
more for Sylvia's love than hate of Eglamour that goes with her.
And I will follow, more to cross that love than hate for Sylvia that is gone for love.